what was most important to me. About halfway through my third year at college, I realized that the money I had saved to pay for rent and utilities would not be sufficient to get me through the summer. It was that time of year when I could work to pay for the next semester. I found a part-time job as a shop assistant. All went well until my work schedule changed to include Sundays. During the job interview, I hadn't said anything about not working on Sundays, because at the time the store was closed that day. Nevertheless, the job was important to me, and I liked what I was doing. I worked with a friend, and between us, we could be free on two Sundays and work the other two. This let me attend some church meetings and attend to my calling. However, soon I found that I could not keep up with this schedule. I actually had a feeling that I wasn't able to fulfill my Sunday responsibilities, even if I didn't work every Sunday. I started asking myself what I could do to change this situation. After I had prayed to ask for a way to soften the heart of my supervisors, I read 1 Nephi chapter 7. I remembered reading verse 19, where after Nephi had prayed, the hearts of his brethren were softened. Finally, I was able to speak to my employers about not working on Sundays. I told my superiors that I was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they asked me about what Latter-day Saints believed. When I asked them if I could have Sundays off, the response was no. They pointed out that during my first interview, I had said I was available to work any day of the week and had never mentioned any religious needs. The months passed without any change, until one Sunday, I rushed out of church meetings to hurry to work. I asked myself, "What is most important to you?" The response was immediate and impossible to miss. The church, the gospel, service in my calling, participation with all my heart in Sunday meetings, and discipleship in word and deed. I decided that I would ask again not to work on Sundays, but this time I would do it with a letter of resignation in my hands in case they told me no a second time. I had prayed, fasted, and received supportive text messages from friends. At the moment of my interview, even though my heart was fluttering, I was calm because I knew I was doing the right thing. This time my supervisor said yes. My prayer had been answered. I tore up my resignation letter as soon as I got home. I received many blessings from this experience, but the most immediate and tangible blessing was that I was able to keep my job and still keep the Sabbath day holy. For that, I am truly grateful to the Lord. Eleonora Sonnellini, Trieste, Italy. End of Latter-day Saint Voices, read by Jane Wise, Duane Case, Paul Woodward, and Charlene Stewart.